So Relay for Life, if you're a regular participant, here's your chance to maybe come up with some ideas for next year, raising money for the Cancer Council Tasmania. And to tell us more from Cancer Council, Alicia Van Eck, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
Thanks for taking our call this early in the morning at home.
Not a problem at all.
Especially when you've got little kids.
Bear with me.
If you have to escape, then that's fine. All right, so these Zoom sessions, so the first one's actually tonight, isn't it?
Correct, it is tonight, yep.
Okay, so you're after any information and feedback you can get from previous Relay for Life events and maybe some new ideas going forward.
Yeah, look, it's a national survey, so Relay for Life is a national campaign, and really keen to get some Tasmanians on board to provide that feedback. So we're looking at improving our Relay for Life events everywhere. So we're looking to talk to potential participants. Maybe you've never been to a relay. That's also an option. There's one of those Zoom meetings tonight. Or people who've been to relay several times, or maybe just once, and just have some feedback for us, just to join us in this little focus group just via Zoom. We've got a few other states and territories on board. And, as a national campaign, we'd like to improve the experience for our relays.
Yeah, well, as we know at Dial Park Penguin, some of those Relay for Life people have been doing it since day one, so they know a fair bit.
Yes, exactly. They've been around for a good 20 years. It's been the same thing for almost 20 years. So I guess we're just looking at giving it a bit of a breath of fresh air, and we want to keep the true tradition of Relay for Life with celebrate, remember and fly back. However, we also want it to be a really fun experience for people to come along to.
Yeah, righto. So what time tonight?
So tonight is for the potential participants, so people who want to get on board. It's at 7:30 p.m. tonight. And then tomorrow we've got the people who have been to Relay before or current participants at 6 p.m.
Right, and then you've got them next week, next Tuesday and Wednesday as well.
Correct, same options, just to give a little bit of flexibility there.
Right, so total session runs about 90 minutes, I believe, but, you know, people don't have to hang around for the 90 minutes. They can have their say and put their ideas forward and then drop off if they want.
Yeah, correct. Mm. So the idea is to get a good... good all-round experience from everyone. So there are quite a few questions there, but, this is your time to speak up and make an impact and have a difference on how relays run in the future.
All right, so how do people log on to the Zoom session tonight?
So you can join us just by contacting your local Cancer Council branch. So here in Devonport, you can just reach out to us in Devonport, either via phone or email, and we'll flick you through the link. A lot of people who've been to Relay in the last couple of years would have received an email from us last week,
yep,
such as yourself, with a link to log on, and there's just a couple of questions just to make sure that we pop you in the right group.
Righto. And how's things going? We only spoke a couple of weeks ago, but, I guess Relay for Life planning has already started.
It sure is, yes, in full swing. We've got quite a few teams already registering for the Penguin Relay, which is fantastic. People are already out there fundraising. We've had garage sales, we've had haircuts. The Penguin community, well, the Northwest community, I should say, have already raised $21,000, which is fantastic.
21 grand already?
Already.
Wow.
Yes, I know, right? We don't usually launch these until probably November. However, this year we did open up registrations on site, just keen to get people be able to register and get out there fundraising, open up that space. So we've got a goal of 150,000, so we've got a little way to go, but fantastic, fantastic start. And we've got an exciting event out in Longford, very first relay at Longford on the 12th of November, and that's where we'll really be kicking off the 2023 relay season.
Right, and the Penguin Relay is 26th of March, right?
26th,
yeah. Yeah.
The weekend. It's the traditional weekend, essentially.
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much for that. Great idea to, get people's feedback ahead of time rather than sort of, after the event, so you can maybe make a few changes for next year. Yeah.
That's it. Look, we really appreciate everyone who comes to the event and fills in our post-event survey. That's always fantastic. It's very event-specific. This is all about Relay and the future of Relay, the long-term vision. We want Relay to be around for many years to come. It raises some vital funds, and all money raised here in Tassie stays right here in Tassie. So all this is just trying to improve our local relays.
Yeah. All right, great stuff. I'll let you get back to the kids there.
No worries. Thanks very much, Darren. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking our call. Alicia Van Eck from the Cancer Council Tasmania. So that Zoom session for Relay on tonight. Get your deets from the Cancer Council Tas. Have a look at their website, Facebook, or just give them a call or an email.